Troy, Mac Parker. Ever hear of
The Swaim Cast?
The movie or the planet?
The brand new multi-million dollar
podcast.
And you are starring as the
Michael Swaim.
It's the part I was born to play, baby.
Alas! And welcome to the Swaim Cast, the only late night talk show that is a podcast released in the afternoon. That I know of. That was our house band, the Public Domaniacs. Thank you, Domaniacs. I am Protocol slash host droid Michael Swaim, coming to you live, let's say, from the government bunker deep beneath the Anza-Borrego Desert in which I was built and abandoned. With me, as always, is my co-host, Clips of Parts in Songs Where a Jet Flies Over. How you doing, Clippy? Anyway, as I said, this is the Swaim Cast, your weekly source for sketches, wit and wisdom, ads, a few ads, apologies, interviews, SWA ads, I, wisdom. What's the, more sketches? What's the M, Clippy? News, of course, how could I forget? M for news. Well, in that case, let's check in, as we do every week, with our favorite 1920s paperboy, Johnny Papes, and get the latest poop in a segment we call Extry Extry. Hey, get your papes here. Hot off the RSS feed. Can't scoop the poop without a pape. Extry, extry. Latest WikiLeaks dump reveals CIA monitors children's dreams. But they promise they won't do anything, quote, weird with the information. Extry, extry. The U.S. has once again banned immigration from six nations, none of whom have ever sponsored a terror attack on U.S. soil. In related news, SEAL Team 6 killed 8 Sri Lankans this week as part of Operation Avenge Alan Rickman. Extry, extry. North Korea launched several missiles into the Sea of Japan, deepening international fears that North Korea may be at war with the very fish of the ocean. Extry, extry. U.S. Press Secretary Sean Spicer announced he will answer all future questions in the form of a question. CNN asked Mr. Spicer, is this feasible? To which Sean Spicer replied, is it feasible? Extra, extra. Scott Pruitt, newly appointed head of the Environmental Protection Agency, has approved the drilling of a 3-inch pipeline directly beneath his office so that he can literally fuck the earth at regular intervals. Extra, extra. In related news, President Trump tipped the evil ooze monster from the movie Fern Gully as his pick to head the National Park Service. House Democrats responded by saying, oh no, please don't, it'll be an ecological disaster. Extra, extra. CIA wiretapping leaks reveal once and for all that Samsung galaxies were only exploding because they were sick of listening to your bullshit. Extra, extra. Sometimes I cry onto the stacks of papers at night and the ink runs and they dock my pay. Our child labor laws in this country are woefully inadequate to address the plight of our urban young...
All right. Shut up. Shut up. God damn. Kid really earns his nickel, huh, Clippy? Your taciturn demeanor has been noted and is not appreciated. Anyway, thanks again for joining us, folks. I can't tell you how excited we are to be back. If you've been following my show from the beginning, you know two things about me. One, I am a talk show hosting android whose personality is an amalgam of all the web pages at Alta Vista's disposal. And two, that never matters, like in the course of the show. Okay? Now, everyone's caught up. We got a great show this week. I am thrilled to welcome Tej Jensen and Jen Lyon via satellite or something similar. And of course, our musical guest, MS Word, will be popping up and popping off and zipping in. But first, before any of that, let us get to the real big issue this week. And I'm talking, of course, about the alleged Obama administration wiretapping of Trump Tower. You heard about this? You heard about this, Clippy? Have ya? Nope. Yeah, right, exactly. Everyone is talking about the taps. Do they exist? Don't they exist? Does anyone have them? Will we ever hear them? Yes, no, I have them. Let's listen now. That's right. It is time for a Swamecast exclusive. Wiretap recordings from Trump Tower that, well, not technically crimes, are probably things you should hear. Let's roll those illegally obtained tapes.
You know, just between you and me, this taco bowl is much better than ours. Where'd you say you got it? I know the place. Let's run them out of business. I don't care. She should have stood up there and said thank you. For the honor, you're right, it was the best album of the year. Way better than Lemonade. Are you kidding me? Way better. Adele for life. That wasn't me. Alternative farts. I'm hearing from many people that I never farted, and that is what I believe right now. And believe me, I've got some of the best beliefs of anyone I know. They're sending their rapists, they're sending their monsters, they're sending their boogeymen's. Mar-a-Lago means ocean of the lake. Very classy. Classy as shit. Damn. Did you see that, General? 99. Paddleball. Made it to 99. Huge. Huge for the country. Very big deal. Huge for the country. Anyway, yeah. Bomb Yemen. Invade. Whatever. Where is my salmon entree? I moved in on her and I failed. I'll admit it. I did try and catch her. She was a Venusaur. I moved in on her like a Goldine, but I couldn't get there. Oh, well, you're a top trainer. They let you do it. Grab them by the badge. Anything you want. It's a really great game. Pokemon Go. I enjoy it. Encourages walking.
We had some secret tape of Obama, too, but it was boring as hell. It's like telling his kids about civic responsibility and shit. Yawn! What'd you think, Clippy? Uh-oh, you know what that sound means. Clippy has said something, and until I provide context clues, you don't get to know what it is. 3, 2, 1. He is right, though. We should take a break. Okay, we're going to take our first ad break and our last ad break. I think this is the only ad break, so please stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Coming this season to FXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
ain't no ordinary outfit. You're in Chief Squad now.
I was Chief of Police for 25 years. Don't tell me how to be put a Chief Squad, the squad of police composed entirely of chiefs.
Hey, don't you tell me how to... Oh, my ulcer. They gotta take some Pepto.
Hey, we're out of cigars.
When a serial killer starts targeting chiefs, it's up to Chief Squad to crack the chief. I mean, case.
All right, listen up, Chief Squad. I'm throwing out the book on this one. I want this guy dead.
Oh, you're a loose cannon, you are.
I'm a loose cannon? You're a loose cannon.
I'm only a badge.
No, good. You hand over your badge. How about that, hotshot?
Someone calling me a loose cannon over there?
Look, let's all just put our badges and guns down.
But can they catch the perp in time?
Time's running out, Chief.
How do you figure? Other chief?
Well, we're closing the apartment tomorrow. I mean, we're all only one day from retirement.
Oh, Squeeze Squad. I mean, Chief Squad. Check your local listings.
Hey, kids. Out there in radio land, are you sick of going to the post office to shop for mattresses? I find the most difficult aspect is that I don't have a landing page and I don't know what one is. And if I can't land on a page, how do I expect myself to comfortably land on a mattress? You know? So whether you're looking for three layers of cooling comfort that you can print out at home and attach to an envelope to send or not, you should greenlight this podcast, because then we could sell this space right here that I'm talking over as ad space, and we would all drink deeply from the revenue stream therefrom. Thank you for your time. God bless you, and God bless America.
And now, back to our show.
Yay.
Oh, thank you, Domaniacs. We are back, and let's get right back to it. You know, we here at the Swaincast have a keen appreciation for history. And that's because it was forcibly programmed into my brain. So, let's do an installment of our history segment, On This Day.
On This Day.
In Herstory. On this day in Herstory, 181,000 BCE, an unnamed cavewoman convinced her companion not to devour the small breathing thing that just fell out of her body, thereby saving the human race.
On this day
in history. On this day in history, 181,000 BCE, an unnamed caveman really pushed hard to eat that thing, but to his credit, eventually settled for eating some placenta he found instead.
On this day
in history. On this day in history, 1941, James Whitburn of Oxfordshire, England, first felt guilt for being a straight white male.
On this day
in history. On this day in history, 1978, college bursar Riku Mitsui had a medium-sized cyst lanced at student health.
On this day
in papistry. On this day in papistry, 1661, Pope Flavio Shigi had a medium-sized cyst lanced at student health. But the Vatican's one.
On this day
in biscuity. On this day in biscuity, last week, Thursday, I think, I had an excellent crab tomato. Campbell's, if I'm not mistaken. 2 cans water, 1 can bisque, all kinds of heaven. And I think you can get it at the 7-Eleven. That rhymes, Marge, and you know it rhymes. Moving on. Ladies and gentlemen and central persons and schlindividuals of all kinds, I am honored and humbled to welcome our guests this week. Unfortunately, full disclosure, they are in different parts of the country for Hollywood reasons, so the audio is kind of crappy. But I promise, I give you the Swaim guarantee that we're working on it and we will have a much better system in place by the time this show actually exists. I mean, look, I'll be honest. The app to get really good audio quality over the phone is like $36. I'm not gonna pay that unless Cracked is reimbursing me for an unaired pilot. No, it's a lose-lose, all right? So, you know, you get what you pay for. Yet another good reason to greenlight this show. You know her from Louie and Justified. You know him from Good Morning Internet and Hijos de la Guerra. You know them both from the seminal sketch troupe Poik Pack. They know each other from being married to each other and presumably fucking sometimes. I know them from the time we hung out that time. Here they are via satellite or something quite like that, as promised. Jen Lyon and Tej Jensen.
Well, I'm going to pre-welcome you to the show and all that stuff, so I'll just say thank you so much for being here and start with my introductory question I do every week. What in your life made you so goddamn awesome? Or, if you don't think you're awesome, what in your life completely warped your self-image? And I guess...
Sure. I'm glad you added the caveat or the second part of that question.
Yeah, because I sort of feel in like a fearlessness and worthiness, but it's always balanced with like a real bottomless shame.
What sort of shaped me or was really influential for me is my very conservative Mormon upbringing.
Okay.
And like rural life combined with like getting out of that hellhole delusion. So I have like this sort of perspective on both sides that I think sort of, I don't know, shake a little hard edge in my mind.
And let me ask, these days, what excites you? How are you fashioning that into fucking art? I know you guys both are.
Babe, you go. Oh, well.
No, you go, B.
Okay. There was a moment in my life when I sort of, like, understood that everybody was, like, the same stupid person inside.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just hit that this week.
Yeah. Right. And so I sort of had this epiphany that, like, I could actually be brutally honest and start saying the things that I was thinking, and there was a commonality between everybody that I didn't know was there. And so I just sort of took, like, a brutal honesty approach to sort of everything I do, and it's just been, it's been really, it's worked for me, I guess.
Do you ever
I'm not like that at all.
Oh, yeah,
I got a real desperate need to be liked.
There we go. That's great. Now we have something in common. Yeah. Well, it certainly fueled you to incredible success, Jen. So I don't know. Do you try to fight your need to be liked by everyone around you, or do you lean into that skid?
Well, it always starts out that in the morning, I'm like, today's the day I'm going to be very mysterious. And then as soon as I'm around people, I can't keep myself from like, trying to get their affection, like whether it's through jokes or doing something weird or running into something or falling. Yeah. I'm just greedy for it.
And has that always been true? Do you remember that back to like being a precocious junior, Jen, doing that, pulling that crap?
Well, I'm sort of like, hey, my dad's a preacher. And I grew up in really small towns that were super conservative. And, you know, like I developed, and I was also a fat girl. So, you know, you got to build other skills besides being pretty because you're not. So,
oh, me too. I've been there. Don't worry.
You were a fat kid, Michael?
I was a fat girl. Yeah, absolutely.
So I sort of had two sides. Like I had my church family friendly humor. But then I think because I really hated being so family-friendly, I developed this other, like, really irreverent side that my mom seemed to like, too, because she was a preacher's daughter, and then she married a preacher. So I would do more irreverent stuff for her, and I don't know, it, like, saved us from the scrutiny of the community, I guess.
Well, I gotta ask, then, and maybe this is my bias, growing up totally secular with a gay dad, but as, like, the
man,
children...
That's cool.
Yeah, right? Total Chris.
Yeah.
As the children of preachers, is my image of them being like, you won't touch my daughter, is that accurate? Was there static when you guys were getting together?
Well, my dad doesn't sound as much like Captain Caveman.
Sure.
But
he wishes.
He's like really elegant and smart. Like he has his doctorate in world theology. So he just did a lot of things that were, he didn't even have to say the words. It was just like the disappointed looks and every boy was scared of him. But also boys didn't like me until I was like 17. So he really didn't have to worry about it.
So I am being an ignorant asshole by imagining all preachers.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't think I've ever heard him raise his voice.
Gotcha. How about you, Tej? Is Jen an act of rebellion in your life?
Kinda.
A little bit.
Think, well, my family was like rage. There's lots of yelling and craziness in my household. But my dad wasn't a preacher. They were just members of the church. And
gotcha.
Like my stepdad was a hoarder, and our lawn looked like a garage sale all the time. So it was definitely different. I'd say Jen was sort of like a really lucky, happy accident because all the women that I tried to go after was a disaster. I just had, I think, like all the wrong models. And then, like, I just happened to work a lot with Jen, and then she saw my dog and decided she liked me.
But we had already been friends for a year and just would, like, fart on each other. Like, we'd broken down a lot of the barriers.
Right. Yeah. We both have a single at the time, and I think I was just like, why? What? Oh, hi. Why haven't we been dating? Holy shit.
I remember you were wearing a striped shirt, and I tickled your back. I kind of tickle-scratched you, and then I was like, what am I doing?
I feel like I at least, to do my due diligence, have to mention, I know, Jen, you're in New Orleans. NOLA? I just learned New Orleans is called NOLA.
Yeah, babe. He thought it was called NULA.
Oh, shit.
Nula, yeah. But you're out there working on Claws.
It's going really great.
You liking it?
I think it's a really cool show. I'm working with five incredible women. We have like a woman showrunner. Like it's definitely estrogen heavy, and I dig that.
That's
And New Orleans is fucking so weird and wonderful and dirty, and I just really like it.
Yeah, are you getting a lot of time to, like, do New Orleans stuff and actually soak up the culture?
I mean, I'm trying not to drink, and because if I drink New Orleans drinks, I will wild out.
You said that with such, like, don't believe me, but I'm trying not to drink.
I really am, Paige, aren't I?
I know you're trying, huh?
You can see Jen in the upcoming premiere season of Claws on TNT, coming June 11th. And you can see Tej editing on a computer at home if you find his home. And break into it. I also highly recommend the Poik Pack Sketch Archive, that's POYKPAC, and their line of hilarious coloring for grown-ups adult coloring books. There's a boob in one. It's hidden. You gotta look for it. What great guests, though, huh? I mean, how do you follow that? What do you think, Clippy? We have fun here. But now it is time to stop because, like all talk shows, we're going to pause for a few minutes to listen to music, which is actually kind of weird if you think about it. Anyway, please perk up your consciousness for our in-house rapper, Mr. M.S. Word. Take it away, guy, that's also me.
Outside.
My lady is the morning and I like to watch her unfolding glow as it alights atop those eager palm fronds of the city that I sleep in. Rosy fingers at dawn start to creep into my windows and into my bed sheets when it comes to getting cozy. Rosie excels like spreadsheets, sun above gets me hot. Sending shots of love to the right brain spots. You know I think it's how my baby spits golden got. Got me needing her worse than blind lepers need Jesus. Sure as it flows, water washes my sins off. If nature's not my savior, I don't know what is, dog. I need her. Like a cowboy needs a coat repeater. Sell my soul to cedar if I thought I'd never have to leave her. Wanna feel my roots digging in deeper. Become another true believing receiver of her ether. Cause this earth gave me birth. I love her like a man should. What you see is what you get, but that's pretty damn good. I know it's weird for a rap to mention, but I thought I'd bring it up here. Well, I got your rapt attention. You should go outside. Go outside. Go outside. Go outside. Go outside. Take a ride to the land of the man with the open mind, where we soak sunlight till we glow from inside. Cause there's so much here for you to cheer for. Come on, motherfucker, what the fuck do you think we're here for? I wanna see your ass bursting out the rear doors, feverishly screaming, where the heck's the nearest forest? Cause I'd proudly plow a poplar if I weren't worried about splinters and that it's considered improper. And Jennifer would probably chop right after talk to the cops and fend off lots of talk show offers. You can scoff, our church ain't built on rock, it is one. Our lodestone coffers overfloweth with wisdom. So much so you could come visit and get some. There ain't no price for admission, just be quiet and listen. Shh. That verse you just heard was called the Sermon from the Mount. It rebounds off clouds and down to enshrouded vault. A simple instruction, time's already short. You have but one function, observe and report. 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 When I stop moving, plant me in a pine box, wrapped in a white sheet, five-side, no top. Lay me deep so I can sleep while my mind rots. All I want is just to pay back what I cost. As I fade away, become one with the clay, I shall steeple my crumbling fingers and pray. If it's true, we become starlight. Then on that distant day, I hope that I might shine onto your bright face, and as I vibrate through the warming grace of your ozone embrace, I'll look down on your body and say, hey, I remember this.
Wow, that was great! And that track was 10 Tigers by the band Bonobo off their album The North Borders. Highly recommend the full album. But much like the swallowed Monopoly hotels slowly making their way through my system, this too must pass. And so it is with great aplomb and aplomb that I bring this pilot Swamecast to a close by reaching out to you, the kind folk out there who make all of my work at Cracked and outside it so, so meaningful. So let's go ahead and bring out the mailbag. There we go. There it is. I am hefting it. It's on the desk there. This mailbag. This is filled with all the printed out comments and emails and questions that I've ever gotten. Okay, and with that, let us begin the ceremonial burning of the mailbag. Okay, so it's already been pre-soaked in lighter fluid by my producer, so it's... Whoa! There it goes. Wow, that went right up. Burlap really burns. Okay, so it's smoldering through the outer... Okay, so you can already see some of the N-words and swastikas falling out. Uh-huh. And through the flaming hole on the side there, it's all the rabid SJW accusations from assholes. Looks like, yep, the semi-coherent 3 a.m. rants on race have caught, and it looks like the embers are about to land right smack dab on a pile of spam bots that make $24,000 a week working from home. Good for them. Last but not least, let me just snatch one of these burning scraps out of the air here. Let's see, just for the hell of it. This one says, Dear Mr. Swaim, your comedy's meant so much to me. I'm quite ill and blah, 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 blah. The rest is burned. What a prick. Okay, well, that's that. And no complaints, please, from environmentalists. We dump the ashes in a river. It's all very above board. Sweet tax write-off, too. But that's the show, folks. Hope you all join me next week when my guest will be Salman Rushdie, a.k.a. D.B. Cooper. So long. I love you.
All animals were harmed in the making of this podcast, but several useful cosmetics were discovered as a result. All incidental music performed by the Bohunks. Michael's suits provided by clubbing and skinning some of the leftover animals. Side effects may include a long-term reduction in the Earth's ability to sustain life and itchy butthole. Am I right? Dane Cook knows what I'm talking about. That itchy bungo! This episode dedicated to the loving memory of Chief Squad.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.